Why is China trying to kill us? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now it's seafood. Federal health officials say they will detain imports of some Chinese farmed seafood until they're satisfied it's free of illegal antibiotics. Before that, it was tainted Chinese toothpaste. 900,000 tubes of it made with diethylene glycol instead of glycerin, diethylene glycol being more typically used in antifreeze. By the way, the Chinese press reports that tests on 1,965 people in China confirmed that toothpaste containing less than 15.6% diethylene glycol was harmless to humans, leaving us to wonder what happened to the test subjects that got the 15.7% solution. Then you had the recalled floating eyeball toy, which turned out to be filled with kerosene, certainly not the kind of thing you'd expect a floating eyeball to be filled with, and the recalled Thomas the Tank Engine toy made with lead paint. A New York Times reporter actually went to the suspect toy factory and ended up detained by factory guards who wouldn't let him go even after the police tried to intervene. It was clear that the most powerful man in the room was the factory owner, who demanded the reporter sign a written confession. And so it appears that a country that was once ruled by communist tyrants is now safely in the hands of capitalists, ruled by local money lords. But that should be a good thing. It's what many people dream of for America. So why would China be trying to kill us? What did we ever do to them besides demand that they make the cheapest possible products using any shortcuts they could in off-limits factories without regard for regulation or civilized work rules? Let me think about it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.